Good morning, I am Phil Jupitus, and we will, over the next 5 days between 11 and noon, consider the wisdom of Keith Finnegan handing me his precious, delicious airwaves. On today's show, I shall be discussing the Galway Comedy Carnival in association with Vodafone with Mr. Kevin Healy, the inventor of said festival, and also talking to local boy Done Good, Thomas Tiernan, about his comedy stylings. Joining me now in the studio here to discuss this damp leaflet I have in front of me here, which is, I mean, it's absolutely sodden. No, this is just water, Kevin. The Galway, the Vodafone Comedy Carnival, Galway, Mr. Kevin Healy, proprietor of said festival. What is your official job title, Kevin?
Comedy Monster.
I will go with that. A comedy monster, I think, is a suitable appellation. How many years has it been?
This is the ninth year.
9 years of it. When you very first did it, how big was the first festival? How long was it?
It was three nights. It was 1,900 people or something.
Yeah. And it's just
growing. And we're going to have to stop soon.
Have you decided when
we're bigger than Edinburgh.
And is that the dream, that you could be bigger than the world's biggest arts festival?
I reckon so.
Because the thing is with this lovely town, and you know me and Galway, special. You got your horses, you got your oysters. What's with the comedy? Adding that, it's a festival heavy town. People come for the shellfish and the nags. Why? What is it? Why? Where does your festival sit amongst those ones?
Well, there's a festival here every weekend.
Is that your defence?
That's my defence, yeah. we have to put festivals on. That's what we do. Otherwise, we'll have to stay at home.
It is a growth industry. And we all know how people in Galway feel about staying in of an evening. It's something I've never... I know lots of festivals I've taken part in. Loads. I've been to Edinburgh. I've been to over to Montreal and done Just for Laughs at Montreal, and been down to Melbourne and done their festival there. But you get the feeling with other festivals is that they are a machine that sort of has a running order already. Whereas with your festival, Kevin, it does feel like it's like you with a kind of big train set made of clowns.
We're kind of making it up as we go along, yeah.
Your personal involvement, it kind of runs through the thing. You love these people that you've booked.
I see you at
Edinburgh every year, and you've got your tick list. It's like, oh, I'll take them to Galway. I'll take them to Galway.
Yeah, running around Edinburgh giddy, looking for comedians.
Yeah. Which is what you're doing. And so is it fun to put this together, or is it becoming something of a...
No, it's great fun.
Trial.
It's great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't do it if it wasn't fun.
I suppose one assumes not. No. Yeah. These acts, I mean, it's weird. I know we've got Tiernan, Tommy Tiernan coming in later, who, another local boy, who I believe you started him on his... We can confirm this with him later. Did you start him on the road to...
Well, he did his first open spot in the GPO back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
I believe he took my open spot, in fact. I was supposed to do it, but I didn't bother. I chickened out.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Can you imagine what it would be like in an alternate universe where I'm sitting here talking to Tommy Tiernan and waiting for the great Kevin Healy to come in? Kevin Healy, bear in mind that Tommy Tiernan has just done a TV series in Ireland where he makes it up as he goes along. Your entire life has been one great improvised comedy show, basically.
Aren't we all making it up?
Any particular highlights? Is there one name this year when you kind of they sort of signed on the dotted line? You were like, yes,
Red Bastard.
Yeah,
I saw him in Edinburgh, and I just had to have him.
Yeah,
it's just a fantastic show. He's a comedy monster.
Yeah,
he just is a seductive devil, and everyone was afraid of him for the first 20 minutes or half an hour.
Yeah,
and at the end of the show, he just changed people's lives. You know, some guy rang a girl, told her he loved her. Another guy rang his boss and quit his job as the manager of Aldi. Right,
really?
At the end of the show.
And then
he got his willy out.
Well, I understand that there is some, I believe,
some
we call it adult content.
Indeed.
In the Red Bees show. So, oh, wow. So, that's one thing. a lot of very familiar names. Reg D. Hunter's very much a part of the furniture of the Roisin Dove, isn't he? Galway.
Almost like you. He comes all the time, you know. He loves it here.
Yeah. But a lot of, I mean, many of us do, and it's like there's I like that closest people. And of course the shows that you've got Thursday, Friday, and I'm looking here. No, is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Improv Lads? Or like, no, they're Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, yeah, they come for the last 3 days.
Yeah, quite right too.
Because I can't send them home.
They're of an age, those performers. I like it when you support the senior acts. It's when the Galway, the comedy festival turns into something of a rest home in the last weekend. There's old men wandering around going, "Where's my tea?"
That's it. You wouldn't be able to send them home when there was still something on. You know, they won't go.
They won't go
till everybody else leaves.
They won't leave. They are the unwanted guests. Hey, we shall continue chatting with Mr. Kevin Healy. Tommy Tennant still has come on the show. Galway Bay FM broadcasting to you in the lush greenness of this beautiful island. It is Phil Jupiter sitting in for Keith Finnegan here on Galway Bay FM, and I shall be doing so every day this week, Monday to Friday between 11 and noon, and we'll be chatting with people who are appearing at the Vodafone Comedy Fest, Comedy Carnival. I keep saying festival, it's a comedy carnival, isn't it? You've got a Spiegel tent.
That makes me a carnival director then.
Yeah, that's nice.
Sounds like a nice title.
Was it kind of always a deliberate thing, Mr. Healy, to position your event near Mockness, because Mockness is Sunday coming, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's new. That's they moved on to the Halloween weekend 2 years ago.
Yeah,
but we were never positioned. They used to be a summertime thing.
Yeah. I saw it last year for the first time. It's quite an extraordinary.
It certainly is. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, which is weird. I don't know why you don't just add, because we've talked about some of the older acts. If you just stripped them to the waist and made them walk as part of the Mockness parade.
It's not a zombie parade.
But that's what they look like. It's obscene. You've got a sort of lovely mix. But when you're putting the festival together, is it sort of in your mind? Because you've got some really brilliant, I mean, very, very established acts this year. I'm thinking particularly of people like Arthur Smith sings Leonard Cohen. You've got this year, which is one of, and I'm not joking, one of the best shows I ever saw in terms of its not just a comedy show, it's actually a beautiful show where Arthur talks about his mum through it, and that's happening at the Town Hall Theatre on Thursday. Right after David Baddiel, David Baddiel, a fixture of the UK comedy scene for three decades.
Yeah,
you know,
fantastic.
The first man, him and Rob, the first guys to break the arena bar and do an arena. They did Wembley. Yeah, they'd be the first act to do that. Yeah. With Sean Locke open for them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. And he's in the Town Hall on Thursday as well.
Oh. David Baddiel, yes, he's there just before Arthur Smith at 7. Arthur Smith sings Leonard Cohen at 9:30.
Yeah.
Is it section important to do that? To
have variety in there?
Well, to have the new sort of up against the much more established.
Yeah, exactly. You have to get everything across the board from the guys who've been doing it for years to the like tonight. There's a competition in the Roisin, 16 guys, brand new.
Yeah?
Yeah, trying out. One of them is going to win a spot on a bill at the weekend.
Oh, that's a fine prize.
So you go from that to the dinosaurs that are Frosty and the boys.
Yeah. It spans sort of the generations. You've also got the play Singlehood, again, at the Town Hall Theatre.
That's right, yeah. It's sold out three nights in the Olympia just recently. It's PJ Gallagher's featuring in it this year.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
All right.
Theatre, music, improv, stand-up.
Well, the music, and again, the music you mentioned, I mean, the horn section, which again, one of the most extraordinary sort of live shows I ever saw, that are very sort of extemporaneous. You know, it's if you love music and comedy, it's not, you know, Bill Bailey's a friend of mine, Rich Hall is doing the hoedown here at the carnival as well, but the horn section is something quite extraordinary, and the dynamic that Alex Horn has with the band is really good. When they hosted Buzzcocks, one of the great nights in a studio, having an orchestra host a quiz. Right there, that's some lateral thinking.
It certainly is.
If only Glenn Miller was still around, he might be doing What's My Line. It's an amazing sort of spread of stuff. Where can people get information on what is on at the carnival this coming week, Kevin Healy?
We have a website, VodafoneComedyCarnival.com. Yep. We have a festival information point in a kiosk in our square. That's the tourist information office in the top of our square. Our box office is OMG, Chivago, and there's a phone number. 087, Vodafone, 087-1800.
There you go. All the information is there for you to find out about what's happening.
Lots of tickets still available.
For all of these marvellous events. We're going to be joined by Mr. Tommy Tiernan in the last half hour of this show, and also towards the end of this show, I'll be explaining who's joining us tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got a barn burner of a show sitting in for Keith Finnegan here on Galway Bay FM. Who better to discuss comedy with than my next guest here on the show this morning, Mr. Tommy Tiernan. How are you doing, son?
I'm doing mighty now. Pleasure to meet you, Phil.
It's good to see you there, Tommy.
We did a gig 1,000 years ago. Like Maidstone or Milton Keynes.
Yeah, one of these strange... what for you, though, going over to the UK and then playing those odd little towns?
Still am playing. I was in Pocklington last week.
Hey, Pocklington, the finest Yorkshire has to offer, my
Leamington
friend.
Spa, yeah, I'm still on that circuit.
But I always felt that relation was reciprocal, because when I came over here, and where's that castle somewhere you sent us once? There was somewhere in the middle of nowhere Kevin Healy sent us once, which was...
I can't remember.
It's some big hotel in the middle of nowhere. And it's like this enormous venue that's right in the middle of Ireland, near Knock.
Oh, the Traveller's Friend in Castlebar, oh, probably.
Castlebar. Yeah, exactly. Castlebar. Yeah. There we go.
Of all the towns not to have a castle.
He said a castle. I know it's got a bar because I was in it, but that's not a castle. No, it's a hotel.
It's a hotel, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That
it's a Celtic Tiger hotel.
Oh, yeah, you've got to love the architecture. So, what's it? I mean, it's very... Having a festival in your hometown like this.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse than doing a festival in Southend if they said, you know, just... There's an old Cockney aphorism about never crapping on your own doorstep, and that's what this would fall under.
Yeah.
But you seem very comfortable gigging at home.
I'm amazed at how solid the festival has become, actually, where it kind of went from just 2 or 3 comics or 5 or 6 comics to something that seems to be incredibly established. And as you were saying when you were talking to Kevin earlier on, the lineup is incredible. To get people like Arthur and David and yourself, and it's a phenomenal lineup. So it doesn't feel like I'm performing in my hometown. It feels like I'm just at a festival, so it's great.
Because I remember when I first came to Galway, again, the first place I played in Galway, I'm pretty sure it was the GPO when I very first came.
Oh my God, the GPO!
Yeah.
Oh sweet
did
Jesus!
You ever play there, Tommy?
Oh, did I watch?
And then there was
days of Sodom and tomorrow.
There was a very strange little guest house they used to put the British stand-ups in. That was... You weren't allowed to do anything. There was a just quite prepossessing gentleman who was sort of the receptionist. He went, you know, no.
There was the Imperial Hotel, yeah.
He'd say something, no women. Something like that. It was very odd, you know.
The Imperial Hotel is where the English comedians and people from the Aran Islands would stay. It's a collision.
But
it's great.
But the changes, I mean, have been perceptible even to me as someone that's just sort of visited then. And the changes in Galway were so sort of apparent. Across the sort of 2 decades, it was a big long gap before I came back again. As someone that sort of grew up in the town, is it odd to see somewhere that this growth has happened? You know, you're on the western edge of Europe, and it's this focus, this cultural focus now. Galway is a hip and happening city.
Yeah, I didn't really grow up in Galway. I moved here like a lot of people when I was about 20, and haven't left. I was talking about it in the improvised show on Thursday night. There are parts of Galway that are boom-proof. No matter how successful the economy comes, there's still a kind of a shabby, dirty, rock and roll traditional feeling, and I think that the Róisín Dóibh, that part of town, always feels like old Galway.
Yeah, it always feels.
Whereas, you know, changes might happen to Shop Street, Boots might arrive, or, you know, big chain stores like that. But there's a part of the town which is just. There's a kind of a great old shabbiness to it.
And who won't fix up the footpaths? Is
what?
Who won't even fix up the paths?
No, or even put shops in most of the buildings.
Well, that's because it's not called Shop Street.
What would you want shops for? Pubs is what you want to put in those buildings.
So I'd have to change the name to Different Shops Street.
No Shop Street.
Oh, man. What I want to discuss with you, sir, is this show that, as you mentioned it just now, in passing there, this improvised show. I can't think of anything more insane for a solo performer than to go on stage, particularly in Scandinavia, completely and utterly with no map in your head.
No map and no audience suggestions and no games and no notions.
Yeah.
Just talking and to see where the words lead you.
I would imagine that is actually quite difficult to not even have a starting point.
Yeah.
Is it that sort of, you have to be that sort of tabula rasa, that completely blank slate?
And yeah.
How would you start?
You just put your face up to the microphone and you start talking.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. It's thrilling and it's incredibly creative.
I saw you at the festival, if it wasn't the first year of Setlist. I saw you do your first Setlist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there was a look in your eyes then of, what is this?
Yeah.
And I always think the newness of something for a stand-up is more powerful than control. That's part of the buzz. Is that for you?
Absolutely. And I think for the audience as well, when you improvise a show that's not as funny as kind of a rehearsed, pre-performed stand-up routine, even though they're not laughing as much, there's something extra in the room. There's a feeling of aliveness. There's a feeling of the kind of the uniqueness of the event that the audience get, I think, a bigger thrill out of than they do when they're going to see something very... When you're going to see something very polished, it's great and it is funny and you are laughing, but there's an extra dimension to it when it's... panicked and fresh.
It was always my belief that the bits you take away from a show are, you know, you remember the routines, but is that, do you remember when that the bloke had the sneezing fit in the third row?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then he did 10 minutes on that, and he just talked about this bloke and those individual, but to construct an entire show of that kind of ephemeral instant.
Yeah, or to deconstruct an entire show after that's what you're doing. You're beyond technique.
But this is it. Is there not a bigger part of your brain struggling for control? It strikes me that you'd be fighting against yourself as a performer.
You are. It's a difficult thing to do, you know. And I did it up in Monaghan one night, and I got talking to a great man afterwards, and he's... At that stage now, I hadn't quite figured out how to cope with the silences. So I just experienced them, and I would say nothing and wait till an idea popped into my head. And he said to me... you know, what you're doing is very brave now, but you'd be as well off having an idea or two in your pocket for when it goes quiet. I love it now, but it is the hardest thing I've ever done.
I'm extraordinarily impressed by it. It's just such a ballsy thing to do. It's amazing. Hey, out on tour, Out of the Whirlwind, is this basically, have you now managed to turn this show made of nothing into a show made of something?
No, there's two things going on. I'm trying to come up with a new stand-up show.
Right.
And I'm also doing the improvised work.
Is show B feeding show A?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. Not really. I don't know. It's funny, and you have great experience of this. Something that you create in the moment, and you might waffle on for 10 or 15 minutes, and you've created all these ideas, and everyone is falling around the place laughing, and you're laughing. And the following night, you say, I must do that again because it was great last night.
And it doesn't work.
And it's...
There's not the same life in it. It hasn't got the same anima. I did an improvised tour last year, and that happened every night. I'd do one thing, and I go, oh, I'm going to do that about the, you know...
Cheese.
You start into it, and you go... And it's because you're thinking about it in a linear, then what did I do way. It explodes in front of me. It's extraordinary, extraordinary. Hey, we're going to continue talking with Mr. Tommy Tiernan and Kevin Healy, my guests here in the studio on Galway Bay FM, after these messages and music. Phil Jupiter sitting in for Keith Finnegan between 11 and 12 every day this week as part of the Vodafone Comedy Carnival Galway. We still haven't come up with a title for you. Wizard of that festival. Wizard.
I don't have a beard.
The rabbi.
That'll do.
Rabbi Healy.
Rabbi Healy. Lozengale. So, is with us, and Mr. Tommy Tiernan as well. You're playing on Festival Schmestival. We are we're doing a gig together, aren't we, Tom? We're playing
for the second time.
It's our second gig together. Exciting. Yeah. At the Spiegel tent, assuming it's still there.
Assuming Gonzalez doesn't get us, Chess.
Yeah. In case you're unaware, a very angry Mexican mouse has arrived in Galway. No, it's a hurricane. Hurricane Gonzalez, apparently. Which
the Spiegel tent will be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
If you get some of the chunkier acts, I'm naming no names here, but I'm free tonight. If you want me to go and sit in your Spiegel tent for you. Where did that idea come from? To kind of... You needed a new venue?
We needed a venue, yeah. Bring something special, you know. And I saw it in Edinburgh and I just fell in love with it.
Go in there and have a little wander around.
I did, as a publican, you know, you walk into a room like that and you just go, oh God, this could be magic, you know.
Yeah.
And it is. I mean, how did you find playing it over the weekend?
Great spot, yeah. Brilliant. It was slightly lively on Friday and Saturday.
Do you think?
In terms of wind. but it's brilliant, yeah. It's got a lovely feeling in it, actually. Yeah.
It's basically a large spinnaker with a PA in it. That's what it is. That's a windy venue right there. and not as if you put it anywhere sheltered.
Yeah, we were thinking we could put it behind a wall somewhere, but no, let's put it on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah. I understand there's a lot of clear space up near Moa, perhaps on the Burren next time, Kev. Pop it up there, mate. It'd be nice. The tourists go there anyway, don't I know. There's a car park and a tea room. Facilities. Is there anything, Tom, are you going to go and see any shows, my friend, while you're...
I would very much like to see... There's a few... Has David O'Dea been and gone?
No.
David O'Dea, when's David playing?
Saturday night.
There's a spoken word thing I'd like to go and see, but I can't remember the name of it, where people like Olaf and...
Oh, that's on Monday night. It's called Far From Comedy, We Were Reared.
Marvellous.
And off the top of my head, John Cooper Clark.
It was fantastic last night.
Clark, it was good fun.
They're the guys I'd leap for.
Nice job. The Americans, you got some young coming over.
Classic Americans, yeah. Todd Barry's coming.
Big fan of the Barry. Love Todd Barry. Jude Freelander.
Hey. Jude Freelander's been and gone.
Has he been and gone already?
Yeah. Jude was here Thursday and Friday.
Oh, well, there you go.
Rob Delaney, the Twitter king.
Really?
Yeah, he's coming.
I put in a show for my cousin Eleanor Tiernan, who I think is doing a show here.
She is indeed, yeah. She's doing three nights.
Yeah, cousin Elle. She does a thing called Healing Ireland, I think, is it?
The National Therapy Project.
That's it, yeah.
How's that working out for her?
Great, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to fix us one person at a time.
It's the only way you can do it. They do not work well as a group. I'm given to understand. I've performed on a number of occasions here. And, of course, you've got the hoedown happening.
The hoedown is happening, yeah. Saturday.
I quite like the idea that you've seen Rich Hall doing that hoedown in a number of gymnasiums in Edinburgh, and you think what he needs to do this show in is a bar.
I've still booked it though, yeah.
It's the Roisin Doves has a very kind of Tex-Mex swing feel.
And you might go and sing a few songs with
them. I was thinking, I'm trying to get Rob, who's Richard's musical director for the show, to bone up on a couple of Elvis Costello numbers.
That's it, because I haven't got you doing enough different types of jobs this week.
Hey, you were wanting me to put a nappy on and march through Mockness at one point.
Yeah, I did try.
You phone me up. I love it when you phone me late at night. I've had an idea, Phil. You look like a giant baby. Pop a nappy on and go for a walk. So what we talked about that last year was me working behind the bar at the Roisin and doing Mockness as
That's
well.
It, yeah. And maybe I was going to get you to serve a hog roast as well.
He was going to put me on a spit and rotate me over a basically, they were going to eat me at the end of the fringe. That was Kev's best idea. And of course, one of the ideas we're working on for next. Do you start thinking about next year's already? Because, you know, there's all sorts of marvellous secret things we talk about, you know.
Yes. Next year, we're definitely going to organise clown outriders.
Clown outriders for the ambassadors of comedy.
For, oh, my God.
You get picked up in the airport.
For when people arrive
in. Get picked up the airport in a clown car and then just come into Galway.
Just some clowns on motorbikes, which, you know, hopefully it won't be raining and they won't fall over. And
you know that way when you normally you see outriders and a car comes in, it's that woo woo woo, but it's going to be that but with just coming around the corner into shop streets.
Can I just give a big shout out to Isabel Rose Tiernan?
Ah, yes.
Who is 7 and didn't go to school today because her mother had a hangover.
Oh, nice.
Now, that right there, that's caring and sharing. Yeah. Caring and sharing, the Galway Bay FM way. That's what we like.
Isn't that great?
I mean, but the important thing is about that child is she learnt something.
Hello, Isabel.
The day after Mommy's birthday is a good day.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. We all get to stay home that day.
For some of us, every day Mummy's got a hangover. So tomorrow on the show, we are going to be joined by... who's on the show tomorrow? Good Lord. Tom Rhodes, one of the American stand-ups that didn't get mentioned earlier. And also Carl Spain, Mr. Carl Spain, will be joining me. He's helping me with my... we're hosting. Are we co-hosting again?
You're co-hosting the midweek gala on Wednesday night in the Spiegel Tent, where Tommy is headlining.
There's nothing that says Spain and Dupes, we can't afford Proops. That's the slogan that Kevin Healy always uses when he books us two men for the price of none. And also tomorrow, yeah, John Cooper Clark. We'll have Clarky in to have a little bit of a chat. And it's called reverse plugging. We're going to have John review his own gig.
You missed
here.
His gig.
So, anyway, many, many thanks to everyone here, the whole team at Galway Bay FM for making me feel so welcome. Keith Finnegan and Kate as well. And everyone else. And we'll be back same time tomorrow at 11 here on the show. Cheers. See you later.